generic shitty teen romance as opposed to just cute girls piloting mechs, or planes rather.
Oh, interesting. It's but it feels yeah. weird how like there are so many of the like Milli Ota shows these days, but like so many of them fly under the radar. Like when I think of the ones that actually made it, I think of like Strike Witches, Girls in Panzer, High Foodie, Konkol, Azur Lane, kind of it's kind of it. At least the ones that like got really big. I assume by yeah, your taste, I assume you're a fan of that genre of show, right?
I was... Girls and Panzer was almost one of the earliest anime I watched, except I was young and I didn't know how to download anime, so I tried to find streams. The only streams around were Kami subs, and Kami decided to turn random words into German, which really put me off when they were, you know, cute schoolgirls in the high school cafeteria going... Yawol, or whatever the fuck. Like, that's not what they said. I can hear what they said, and they sure as hell didn't say Yawol or Nein, I'm going to get melon pan instead of whatever.
Oh,
it was
God.
Really bad. That was a very bad example of commie subs. Good way to put me off them forever.
You could say they were the heaven rend of subs.
I know the heaven rend, and yeah, thanks, fucking... Symphogear. I'm glad I watched after that was... Yeah. Oh, right. Somebody pointed out in the thread, third aerial girl squad or whatever, which was... Shiro Bako had this really detailed write-up for an anime suggestion in the background that basically... It's practically a copy-paste of Sigurd Rifa. It was... it's quite funny to look at, you know, 10-year-old show or whatever it is by this stage and go, hang on a minute, this is the thing that I'm watching now in 2020. Why is there a write-up for it 10 years ago?
There's been a lot of really cool like rediscovery of older anime going on lately, including some like overlooked gems from the late 90s, early 2000s. Like, it was about a year ago, it was a couple years ago now, that I heard of and went back and watched Soul Taker, which is really, really good. One of Akiyuki Shinbo's earliest, if not the earliest, directorial debut. I know he was in charge of Metal Fighter Miku in the 90s, but like, I don't think that was quite in the main director's seat. I think it was like as a secondary director. But Soul Taker is one of the first things he did. And like, it just looks like the embryo of what would become modern Shaft style. And it's super kooky and fun. Jam Project OP, all that stuff. But it's one of many shows from the early 2000s that people now are going back and looking